Many large American cities need skilled workers from other countries if they are to grow. Chicago, Illinois is the third largest city in the United States, but it may not stay that way for long. Why? Its population is not growing at the same rate as other large cities. Experts say one reason for that is a drop in the number of legal immigrants moving to Chicago over the past 10 years. Pete Tapascar is the Director of Human Resources at ProSoft, a technology company near Chicago. For the past year, he has had difficulty finding skilled workers for ProSoft. He seeks out workers from other countries and helps them get special permission from U.S. immigration officials to move to Illinois. About 80% of the company's workers are from South Asia. Many of them, including Mr. Tapascar himself, came to Chicago on special work visas, known as H-1Bs. Such visas are given to foreigners with special skills that employers need and cannot find in American workers.
There is a high demand for the H-1Bs, high-tech people. That is true.
Mr. Tapascar says many people who get special work visas decide not to stay in Chicago, which can be windy and cold. He says many of them choose to work in areas with warmer weather. He says they are slowly moving toward the south, especially Texas and Atlanta and Georgia. He adds that there are other reasons immigrants choose to live in the southern United States instead of in Chicago.
The environment there is ideal for starting a business. Could be the taxes may be lower, and employers are getting a lot of benefits from the state government.
Elizabeth Shah is a policy analyst at the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning. She has studied the city's immigrants. She says there has been a large decrease in the number of people moving to Chicago from other countries.
Prior to the recession, we were between 50 and 60,000 most years, and now, since 2010, we've been at about 23, 24,000 international in-migration on a net basis.
Ms. Shah says that is one of the reasons Chicago is growing at a slower rate than other large cities like Boston, Los Angeles, and New York.
From 2005 to 2009, the Chicago region, was fourth in the country in terms of its rank for just the raw number of international immigrants that it attracted. And in the next 5 years, 2009 to 2014, the Chicago region was eighth. So just adding, even across all of those years, you're seeing a substantial drop.
I'm Jim Tedder. Now, words in this story. Trend, noun, a general direction of change. A way of behaving or proceeding that is developing and becoming more common. Ideal, adjective, exactly right for a purpose, situation, or person. Benefit, noun, help or assistance. Analyst, noun, a person who studies something. Net, adjective, after everything is completed or counted. Region, noun, an area or part of a country. Rank, noun, a position in a society, organization, or group. A rating. Raw, adjective, not yet organized or changed in any way. Attract, verb, to cause someone or something to go or move toward something else. Is immigration affecting your country? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.